Welcome to Pop-Up Chinese. We're coming at you from Northern Beijing today.
Yes.
I'm Brendan.
I'm Echo.
And today's dialogue is a compelling tale of attraction, betrayal, and violence. Let's have a listen.
Yes. Mimi. Mimi. 过来。过来。你过不过来?啊!抓我!坏蛋!咪咪,咪咪,过来,过来,你过不过来?啊!抓我!坏蛋!
Now we're going to go through the dialogue line by line and explain it.
Here's the first sentence. 咪咪
Kitty cat.
Mi mi.
Kitty cat or kitty, take your pick.
Mi mi.
Kitty cat, kitty, kitty witty, whatever.
Yeah. Here's the second one. 过来.
Come over.
过来.
Come here, come over.
过来.
过来. You'll hear this a lot. It just means come here, come over.
Yes.
And then the next line.
你过不过来?
你过不过来? Are you going to come or not?
你过不过来?
Are you going to come over or not? 你过不过来?
你过不过来?
There you go. So 过不过来 is saying coming or not coming over.
啊!
Ouch.
抓我!
抓我!Is he scratched me.
Ah.
Ouch.
抓我.
抓我. Scratched me.
Ah. 抓我.
Ouch. He scratched me.
坏蛋.
坏蛋 is baddie.
坏蛋.
坏蛋. This is literally bad egg.
Yes.
And it's slightly cute, right? If
yes,
you call somebody
yes.
a 坏蛋, it's kind of like calling them a stinker.
Yes, like when your tones is cute.
Yeah.
Last time. 坏蛋.
坏蛋, you stinker.
Okay, now here we can listen to the dialogue once again and see if you can understand it.
Yeah, let's start.
咪咪, 咪咪, 过来, 过来, 你过不过来?
So there's our dialogue for the day, and it's, as I said, a tale of attraction, betrayal, and violence. Now, the word that we hear, the very first thing, mimi,
yes,
is, it's cute.
Yes,
right?
A cute way to call your cat or your kitty, right?
Yeah, yeah, kitty. So you hear it a lot from, you know, girls.
Actually, like most of Chinese cats, they have the name of Mimi.
Right.
Yes.
Right. It's, yeah, it's like naming your cat Kitty or
yes.
Tiddles or something like that. And so that's the cute way of saying it. Now, the more standard way of saying cat would be...
Mao.
Mao. So yes. Mao is just cat. Mimi is kitty.
Yes. Mao.
Yeah. Now, there are, of course, other animals. We don't like to talk about them, but I suppose we have to. If you, if you're a dog person, then you
like
would...
Like me.
Like Echo.
Yes.
If you're a dog person, you would have a...
Gou.
Gou is dog.
Yes.
Yeah.
Gou.
Yeah. And so then there are different kinds of dogs, just the same way there are different kinds of cats.
Mm-hmm.
Here in Beijing, the small, loud dogs seem to be most popular.
Yeah, and we call it Jingbar.
Jingbar
is... Yeah, with the er.
Yeah.
Jingbar.
Jingbar is yeah,
it's a... It's like a Beijing dog.
Yeah, well, in English, it's a Pekingese.
Yeah.
So there are other pets, too. You see people walking around with birds sometimes in the old alleys, right?
Yeah, it's actually most for old Beijingers.
Yeah.
They would like to...Like, take a walk or something.
Yeah, they walk their birds in
yes.
cages. The same way some people...
walk their dogs.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. So you're a dog person. Have you ever had a cat?
I had one, and actually, it just gave me bad memory. So that's why I became to a dog person.
Ah, see, I was always a cat person, but my dad was allergic. And so he put the put a stop on any plans of owning a cat.
Mm-hmm. But have you ever raised a dog?
Nope.
A cat? No?
No. The closest I got was my grandfather's place. But that was years ago. I did finally convince my girlfriend to let me get a cat by telling her that it's healthy. It has health benefits.
Yeah, and does she like it?
Well, we haven't got it yet. She's gradually coming around to the idea. But the health benefits, by the way, are also how I convinced her to let me buy a Nintendo Wii.
Yeah, actually, in China, most people like dogs. Most people prefer dogs than cats.
Yeah, well, cats are very independent, and I think people think of them as kind of haughty and arrogant.
Yeah, right.
Personally, I like haughty and arrogant, so...
Really?
Yeah.
But you know, the very thing I don't like cat is because they just, like, follow people who feed it.
Yeah.
Like, if people has good things, have good food, and they would just go with it. With him. Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
But, And if they don't have any food, then they get scratched.
Yeah.
Exactly. Cats know what they want, and then they take it, and then they scratch you.
Wow. They just want benefit.
Well, I can sympathize.
Okay. Today we also learned a very important word.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, a phrase, and it is 过来.
Yeah, 过来 is something you'll hear almost everywhere, all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It's...
You can also say it to someone, not just the cat or the animal.
Yes. Yeah, it has many uses.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, 过来 or 过不过来.
Yes.
Is come over or aren't you coming over?
Yes. 过来, 过不过来.
Okay, so that's it from us for today. Let's have another listen to the dialogue and we'll send you on your way.
Yes, and if you have any problems, you can just write to us or you can just leave a comment on our website.
We're friendlier than the cat.
Okay. Mimi. Mimi. 过来。你过不过来啊抓我坏蛋。Mimi. Mimi. 过来。你过不过来啊抓我坏蛋。